This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An effort to make it easier for workers to fully unionize will not become law this year in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed changes to what is known as the Labor Peace Act. The law requires workers vote a second time and reach a high threshold of support before a union can charge fees to everyone for its representation. Polis said he hopes labor and business can agree on a compromise policy for him to sign next year. Meanwhile, the governor says he'll shut off millions of dollars in grants to cities and counties if they fail to comply with state housing policies. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Polis's executive order will require local governments to show that they're enacting recently passed state housing laws. Otherwise, they won't be eligible for more than $100 million in state grants in areas like transportation and energy.
What we're basically saying is, hey, we have limited state dollars. They need to go to communities that are part of the housing solution.
The goal is for communities to allow things like denser housing near transit. Most of the laws haven't gone into effect yet, and they don't apply to all parts of the state, including most rural areas. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Winter drivers on mountain highways could soon have the option of paying someone to install tire chains on their car. The state will start issuing permits for roadside chain-up stations under new law signed by the governor this week. The vendors will be able to assist both passenger vehicles and commercial trucks. Under the new law, rental car companies must now also warn their winter customers about Colorado's traction laws. Look for breezy conditions under partly cloudy skies overnight in Denver. This is CPR News.